With you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled amongst themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everybody. One of my favorite things to do on Sunday evening after all the masses are done is I like to do one of two things. I either like to go see my parents down in Harbor City, or I like to spend time with my priest buddies. And last Sunday, I was blessed to have dinner with one of my best friends, Father Mike Peruccio, and we went to the famous Tui's in South Pasadena. You've been there, right? And you walk in, and they might as well call it Holy Family Diner, all right? Everybody's, "Oh, that's Father. And we had a good dinner, but an unexpected thing happened while we were eating dinner. My dearest friend in the world told me that he wasn't feeling well. And I said, "Mike, what's going on?" And he said, "You know, I just did Mass at 5 o'clock, and I didn't know how to give a homily anymore." And I said, "What do you mean you didn't know how to give a homily?" Then he was telling me how he forgot how to send text messages and emails. So the son of a nurse of 41 years kicked into high gear. And I said, "We need to take you to the hospital." And what do men say when you ask them if they're feeling good? "Everything's good, right?" Then you go to the hospital. So I lied and I said I had to go to the bathroom, and I called his other friend. And I said, "You got to meet me. We're taking him to the hospital, whether he likes it or not." And within an instant, everything changed. And you've been there in your own life, right? Where things are going and then all of a sudden something happens. Well, we found out that night he had a brain tumor, 44 years old. And like that, his life changed overnight. And because his family was all in Northern California, I was appointed his medical person. And for those of you who are caregivers, your life changes instantly too, does it not? And here we were at the hospital, and I was making the proper calls, and he called his family, I called the archdiocesan officials, and it was a very long week. The unknown is scary, right? When somebody you love is going through something, you think, "Why? Why is this happening? This is a good guy." So the surgery was this past Thursday, and thanks be to God, it was successful. We found out it wasn't cancer. And after the surgery, when I went in to visit him, of course, I let his mom and dad and his brother and sister go in. And I walked in, and he mumbled. He said, "Did you bring me in and out in bourbon?" Right? So I knew he still had his personality. And it was a good thing for me to go through, because for you who are caregivers, it's overwhelming at times, isn't it? And I want you to know how much respect I have for you and how I see the love that you have for your loved ones. But these readings this weekend really hit home for me, because particularly our second reading is telling us, live life to its fullest. Live life to its fullest, my friend. And make the changes that you need. Because none of us in here know the day or the hour, that God is going to call us home. And what our second reading is telling us, essentially what it's telling us is, knock it off. Quit focusing on things that don't matter and readjust your life to things that do matter. So life, my friends, is truly a precious gift from God, and our lives can change in an instant. So our Lord is asking us today to refocus on what's really important. So what do we need to do as disciples? We need to let go of things that make us bitter. I want you to be known as a better, holier disciple, not a bitter disciple. I don't want when you died, Jesus to say, oh boy, this is another bitter one from South Pasadena. I could say a lot more, but I'm not going to, okay? So where in your life are you still stuck in the past? Maybe it's a relationship. Somebody really hurt you in the past, and that's still controlling you. We've all gone through our stuff in life. People that we love are going to disappoint us. That's part of our human journey here on earth. Our parents are going to disappoint us. You're going to disappoint them as your children, whatever it is. But what our Lord is asking us today to do is to not be stuck in the past, but to live in the present moment. This is a tough one for all of us. Don't be so worried about tomorrow, but try to live in the present moment. I don't know if you've heard, but there's an election this November. Have you heard that yet? And people are worried, both sides, both sides. So I'm here to remind you the answer is always Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. He is our Lord and King. When things keep us up at night, whether it's politics, worries about our family, job, stress, the list can go on and on. And what Jesus is saying to you today, take each day as a gift. The fact that you were able to get up and come to this beautiful church and to gather with this community, to live in that moment and to show love for those around you. Now, I've been in four parishes, and if busyness was an Olympic sport, Holy Family would win the gold medal. You all live crazy lives. Busy lives. Busy, busy lives, I've noticed. Not only you have work commitments, so many of you volunteer in so many different organizations, your kids are so involved in things. But sometimes we're so busy, we forget to leave room for that one person that's the most important person, who is Jesus. So where in your life do you need to slow down so you can bring Christ into a little bit more? You know, the biggest distraction we all have in our lives is this thing right here, right? It's a Mickey Mouse case cover, in case you're trying to figure it out, right? He was my boss for 8 years. So if we're so busy every day that we fail to take time to pray or to be with our families, we got to look at that. And finally, my friends, for 3 Sundays in a row, we've been hearing the importance of the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the center of who we are as Catholic Christians. The Eucharist gives us strength to keep on going when it's tough to even get out of bed. The Eucharist refreshes us and refuels us to keep on going. And as our gospel challenges us and beautifully reminds us today that if we receive communion, we are on the road to heaven. And if that doesn't put a smile on your face, I have nothing else to tell you. I'm sorry. If the thought of going to heaven doesn't give you hope and want you to live a better life, my friends, we are in our visitor stadium right now. Our true home is in heaven. So let us never forget it, but let's live each day to its fullest right now and change what we need to change and go out and live life to its fullest and do good things in the name of our Lord. So where do you need to change? What do you need to adjust in your life? Is it overly busyness? Whatever it is, spending too much time on your phone, overcommitment? Where in your life do you need to change so that you could refocus your life as a disciple of Christ? So let's reflect upon that right now. Where in your life do you need to change so you can really focus on what is really important, which is Jesus, and heaven awaits us all. Amen.